considering every hurdle. I genuinely, most nights there in my room, I can see 80 instruments and I think, okay, this is really great. I love this. I love the fact that it exists. It's a weird thing. I don't know how you internalize your own talent. I feel like that's a hard thing musicians struggle with, actually recognizing that we're pretty sick.
I find it hard. I'm still so early into this part of my journey. It's very early doors. It's still hard to accept compliments.
Is that real?
Yeah, bro, it's so real. I find it so hard. I'm like, ew, why would you lie to me? There's no need for you to do that.
Is that in your life in general?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's across the board. Every day, I have to have conversations with myself. I affirm things to myself. I journal every day.
You said to me that you spend at least 70-30 working on your art, right? Let's say effort. Obviously, recognize that there's a skill and importance in what you're doing enough to dedicate 70% of your day to that.
Yes.
So what is preventing you from accepting someone else from seeing that same value that you see in yourself?
Stuff that I'm still unlearning. Humans, what we're doing is remembering, because we come whole and we kind of know everything, but then as soon as we are exposed to the physical reality, it starts to get noisier and noisier and noisier and noisier. I've deep dived into my craft, my passion, so I've learned a lot very quickly. It's a lot easier now across the board as well, but that's just come with my healing. That journey has been so intertwined with my creative journey that now, of course, that's why we're here. Because I know a younger me would have loved to have heard this at a certain point, and I wouldn't have given up on music at the point that I did and only just picked it up again at like 25. I slept on music for a decade. Coming out of GCSE, I said, yep. GCSE music, never mind the music industry people. You do not know the thing. It's mad. I've only dipped my toe. I definitely know that I've done a certain amount of work and I've realized how to channel my creativity. And so now I'm just doing that because I've enjoyed it. It's been fun. It's been healing. It makes me feel good. It does so much for me that I'm like, it's just what I'm going to do for me. Now me sharing it, it's because I owe it to my younger self. And I know that my older self is like, yeah, gang, like, you know what you need to do.